Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this dreary Monday morning. Last Monday in the month of March, March 27th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, 44 degrees and rainy skies here in Marion. And our mystery continues. Our holdover Family Feud question about Marion downtown from last Wednesday this was. There are still three businesses left on the list here. Now, these are businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Now, one of these businesses is still down there. It's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. One of these other businesses used to be in downtown Marion. Now it's in other locations in Marion, but still one of the biggest businesses in Marion. And the third one it's kind of like a Sutton and Leitner or a JCPenney or a Sears. They were primarily a clothing store, but I think they had other things in the store. They were downtown years ago. There used to be fashion shows in that store. Does anybody know any of these three stores? Or businesses, I guess I should say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the businesses and things we have, we've got the Palace, the Harding Hotel, Isley's, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess here. Is any of them that old buggy company that used to be there, or the glass company, or Huber?
Nope, none of those. None of those on the list. But as I say, we've got Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Sears, Henny & Cooper, Sutton & Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lane, Center Street Market, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, PNC Bank, Frank Brothers, Royal Theater, Ohio Health, The Warehouse, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, The Cigar Store. Go ahead, caller.
Trekka,
yes, finally, we got Trekka. Now, wouldn't you say that's one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion?
Hello?
Yes, wouldn't you say that was one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion?
Yeah, but I didn't know that was considered a business.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, the biggest buildings in downtown Marion are on the corners.
Yes, right there on that. And that was about the hint I gave to Sarah, was they're on the corners. I thought that would give it away.
I didn't hear you say on the corner. But,
well, no.
Okay.
I didn't say it because I thought that would give it away for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, Trekka. Well, thank you. We finally got one of them.
Okay. Thank bye-bye.
All right. Yes, Trekka. You know Trekka, where the kids can go to school online? Trekka Building. Which I believe is where National City Bank used to be. I think that's what was in. It was a bank. But, yes, the Trekka Building right there on Main Street next to Faye Bank. Okay. Well, we've got the Trekka Building. One down and two to go now. All right. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get the other two businesses here? Now, one of these, as I say, used to be in downtown Marion. Now, this business is still in Marion. It's just in different locations. Does anybody know what this other business is? And then the other one, we have two left now. It was primarily a clothing store. It's no longer in downtown Marion. They used to have fashion shows there. What is that business? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody have the final two? Now remember, one is still in Marion. It's a business that's still in Marion. Still a big business that's in Marion. I bet you've been in there recently. But it used to be downtown. And then the other was primarily a clothing shop that was downtown. It was a bigger building. Does anybody know what those two businesses are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we've got the Palace Theater, the Harding Hotel, Isley's, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Sears, Henny & Cooper, Sutton & Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lanes, Center Street Market, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, PNC, Trekka, Frank Brothers, the Royal Theater, Ohio Health, the Warehouse, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, Cigar Store, CATV, Euler's, Fahey Bank, Mays, Turoff's, Kresge's, the State Theater, and the Grand Opera House. Those are the businesses that we have. There are two left on the list. Does anybody know what these two left on the list are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, one is still in Marion. This business is still in Marion. And I would bet you've been in this business in the last month. You might have been in this business multiple times within the last month. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Rite Aid.
Not Rite Aid. Good guess. Not Rite Aid, but not a bad guess. Two businesses left here. One is still a big business here in Marion. Used to be downtown. Still has locations in Marion. And the other one is an old Marion business. It was downtown, primarily a clothing store. They used to have fashion shows there. What is that business? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, I am glad we finally got Trekka. Now we're down to two. What in the world are they? You know, when we get down to two or three, it's always hard. Especially in this category, which we've been doing, I think, since last Tuesday. What is this big business? It's still in Marion. Used to be downtown. Still has locations in Marion. And then the other one, primarily a clothing store. Kind of like a Murphy's or a Sutton & Leitner, something like that. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the library used to be downtown, and so did the post office.
Not the library or the post office. Not the library or the post office. 740-751-4038. We've got, this is a business, and it is a business, that was downtown, still a big business here in Marion. I bet you've been in it recently. What is it? The other one, primarily a clothing store. It's no longer in Marion. Used to be in downtown Marion. They used to have fashion shows in there. Things of that nature. What was that business? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to get the last two here? Go ahead, caller.
Does men and women frequent this business frequently?
The one that's still in Marion?
Either one of them, Mike.
Well,
I forget. I'm mixed up uptown, downtown. I was going to say the road was, but it wasn't downtown. YMCA wasn't downtown, but it moved out town. It's a big business.
Yes, men and women go in, kids go into it. It's a very busy business. It's a public business that people go into.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the one that used to be in downtown Marion, that's no longer in downtown Marion, big business here in Marion, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Coach's Corner.
Not Coach's Corner. Not Coach's Corner. Now, this one that's still in Marion is still a business that is packed here in Marion. Men, women, kids, all go into it. Used to be in downtown Marion. Not anymore. But it is still here in Marion. And the other business was primarily a clothing store. It's no longer in Marion. It was in downtown Marion. They had fashion shows there. Matter of fact, they used to do radio broadcasts from this store. What is the name of that particular store? And I say it's in the vein of Sutton and Leitner, Murphy's, Penny's, Sears, Kresge's, you know. It's kind of mentioned in that name. That type of a store. Euler's. That kind of a... That's kind of where it is. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, when we finally get this business that used to be in downtown Marion, that's still in Marion, I think everybody's going to be shocked. It's one of the biggest businesses still in Marion that people go into. You know, I bet thousands of people still go into this business every day in Marion. Thousands. I bet everybody listening has been in this building probably within the last month. Maybe within the last week. Think of the places that you go in a week here in Marion, a place out in public, a business. Think of a business that you go to that's been in Marion a long time that used to be downtown. Just start running off names of businesses that you go into a lot. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
The License Bureau.
Not the License Bureau. This place would be frequented more than the License Bureau. I don't know how many people go into the License Bureau in a week, but thousands of people go into this place. Probably one of the busiest places in Marion, as far as foot traffic goes. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And it used to be in downtown Marion. Now, the other one's going to be a little more difficult because it's no longer in downtown Marion. It was primarily a clothing store. Used to do fashion shows there. Used to do radio broadcasts there. It's one of those old downtown Marion stores. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? These two left on the list. You know, one of these, I am just shocked. Think of the places you go in a week that would have a lot of people in them.
Go ahead.
Did anybody say Euler's?
Not Euler's. Not Euler's. Oh, my goodness. Trying to think of something here.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you told me it was a one name a business.
Both of them are just one-name businesses.
And why don't you just give us a real good hit? We're not doing too good. How many letters is in that?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, okay, on the one that I keep saying is the clothing store that's no longer down there, I'll give you a big hint. It begins with a K.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the clothing store that I keep talking about that's no longer down there, that had fashion shows and things like that, it begins with the letter K, like kite. And it's one word. It was blank department store. Now there's an even bigger hint. Does anybody know what it is? Begins with a K. 740-751-4038. What's that other thing? Every kiss begins with K.
Go ahead, caller.
Kresge's?
Not Kresge's, but very close.
Not Kresge's. Begins with a K. Was in downtown Marion. Primarily a clothing store. But it was called blank department store. Begins with a K. What was it? Used to do radio broadcasts there. Fashion shows were held there. I've got pictures from this place. Old Marion. And then the other business, which again, it's a place people, it's still in Marion. The other business is still in Marion. Thousands of people go into it every day. A day. I bet thousands in a day. At least 1,000. Think of the places in Marion that 1,000 people, customers, would go into in the course of one day that used to be in downtown Marion. And it's still in Marion. 740-751-4038. Thinking caps on here for these last two. And the commonality they have is that they both, at one point, were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Everybody at home saying, boy, it'll be nice when we move on to the next category. Oh, my. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Every time I talk to you, I always think of Kroger's, but I can't think of Kroger's ever having a fashion show in their building.
No. Kroger never had a fashion show, but did they have a location downtown?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? In that locale, I've still got stuck in my mind, Center and Main, or Main and Prost, or Center and Prospect Street or something like in there. I can't think of a group. There was a bowling alley.
Not a bowling alley.
There's two of them downtown and moved out, but I'm eliminating myself. I'll check it out later.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we almost had it there. A business that was downtown that thousands of people still go into every day here in Marion. Well, 740-751-4038. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Kiefer's?
Not Kiefer's. Nope. Not Kiefer's. Well, we were right on it there. A business that thousands of people still go into here in Marion every day that was once downtown. Well, I think it kind of came out there, didn't it? I don't know if it was a guess or not. Well, I don't know. 740-751-4038. Well, you know, of all things. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll tell you, you was downtown with the radio, the only radio station I know. But then you moved out, but you didn't have no, they had, maybe could have had fashion shows in Lois Fisher's building there, but.
You know, I don't think this place was in that building at any point, but.
Okay.
Yep.
Not in Lois Fisher's building right now.
No. Not in Lois Fisher's building. But, well. The business that thousands of people go into here in Marion, I think it was, now I think, should I give this away? Well, go ahead, caller.
Did somebody guess the library?
Yeah, not the library.
Or the Palace Movie Theater?
We've got the Palace, yeah. We got the Palace. Well, you know, I'm torn on this now, because the place that thousands of people still go into in Marion, probably every day, and everybody's been into, go ahead, caller.
Well, thousands of people, it has to do something with, like Medicare or something, like you go in there for doctors and stuff like that. But
well. No, I think you guessed it a few minutes ago when you, but I'm not sure if it was a guess or not.
I said Kroger's.
Kroger! That's it.
Yeah, I said Kroger's, but I didn't think that was the guess because I didn't know that they had a fashion show in there.
Well, no, it's
okay, got her, okay.
Thank you. No, Kroger's is not the one that had the fashion show, but Kroger is the one that, I guess they both begin with K. Both of our final answers. No, Kroger's was not where the fashion show was, but Kroger was one of the two answers. Remember, Kroger had a downtown location, and they're still in Marion, and thousands of people still go there? Does anybody remember Kroger downtown? I've seen pictures of it hanging on the wall. I couldn't believe it took us that long to get Kroger. No, but the other business had fashion shows in it. This business also begins with a K. Oh, mercy. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sutton and Leitner?
Not Sutton and Leitner. Not Sutton and Leitner. Nope, this business begins with a K. We're down to one now. Begins with a K. Still one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Cubby's was where Kroger's was, right?
I believe so. I believe it because we have a picture of the old Kroger hanging on the wall.
Right there, Tubby's Pizza used to be a Kroger's.
It was either, you know, I think it was a little bigger than that. It might have been on
building behind it there, maybe Auto Place or the.
Yeah, that yeah. I think it was the Auto. The place that used to be Prop Supply, I think.
Yeah, well, the Probe Supply one was down there on clear down West Center Street, but we'll let somebody else talk.
Okay. Yeah. Kroger was downtown. Like I say, I've seen pictures of it.
But that's not where the fashion shows were.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it called Klingles, where they would have clothing and fashion shows?
Not Klingles. But do you remember Kroger downtown?
No, I don't. I remember a grocery down there on the corner of South Prospect and Columbia, close to where Tubby's is, but I don't know. Didn't remember it being Kroger.
Yeah, the first Kroger was in downtown Marion, because we have a picture of it hanging up in Kroger. And I'll have to look at that picture again to see exactly where it was.
I remember Albers, too, being downtown.
Yeah, Albers was downtown. Twin Fair was downtown.
Hopefully we get this final one. Now, this last one I know was downtown. They had fashion shows there. It was primarily a clothing store. It begins with the letter K. It's one word. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Am I nuts? Does anybody remember Kroger downtown? Because I am positive that I have seen the picture, the newspaper clipping. Now, maybe I've gone off the deep end. You never know.
Go ahead, caller.
My boss says Klein's.
Klein's, that's it. Klein's Department Store.
Well, the job champ today, okay.
You got it. Thank you. Klein's, yes. Now, remember on the radio, they used to have a quiz section called Klein's Quizzer. Now, Klein's was a nice department store. I'm not exactly sure where it was located. You know, if I did a little research here, I bet I could find out where it was located. But does anybody remember Klein's? Oh, thank goodness. We've got that category out of the way. All right. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion: the Palace Theater, Harding Hotel, Isley's, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Sears, Henny & Cooper, Sutton & Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lane, Center Street Market, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, PNC Bank, Trekka, Frank Brothers, Royal Theater, Ohio Health, The Warehouse, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, Cigar Store. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Klein's is right there where Miss America mural is on the wall.
Yeah, it was a pretty big store from what I remember.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yep, thanks. Murphy's, JCPenney, Cigar Store, CATV, Euler's, Fahey Bank, Kroger, Kresge's, Mays, Klein's, Turoff's, State Theater, and the Grand Opera House. Now, does anybody remember where Kroger was? Now that we've got where Klein's was, I might have to do some research to find out where Kroger was downtown, but I know I've seen the picture, and I think I've even seen advertisements in old newspapers for Kroger downtown. All right. Well, we can finally move on to the next category now. 43 minutes past the hour. Okay. Well, let's take the call here, then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Now, where was that Klein's?
Klein's was, do you know where the Miss America plaque is downtown?
No.
hold on. Let me see. I know I have the address here. I think I have it in a stash of papers up here. Let me see.
What's it kind of around down there?
Well, it's kind of down on the, I think it's down on Center is where it was. It was a big store down there.
See, that one I don't remember, and there's a plaque or something about Miss America?
I believe so, where it used to be.
Well, I've never seen that.
Yeah, well, let me get Ted to call back in and tell you exactly where it is.
Okay, now the Kroger's, wasn't there a Kroger's years ago where that Rite Aid was and they tore it down?
Yeah, I believe the building's gone. But do you remember it being downtown?
Yeah, I just remember where Rite Aid, if you're calling that downtown. I don't remember it being down the main street, like Center or something, no.
You know, I'll have to find one of these old books I have, because I'm pretty sure there's an advertisement in there for Kroger.
But you mean like down the main part, Maine, or...
Yeah.
I just remember Rite Aid, and then it went out on 95 where that, I think, Chinese place was. Then it went across the road and then down by South Lamar. That's the only ones I remember.
Let's see if anybody remembers. I know we'll get Klein's okay. Here for you. All right. Now, Ted, call back. Give us exactly where Klein's was. That was a little bit before my time. But where exactly was Klein's? And where was Kroger when it was downtown? I should have had the... I've got some old newspapers here that has advertisements, and I know I've got a thing on Klein's, but it's in a folder over there that I'd have to pull out. I could give you the exact address for Klein's, but I'd have to get into the old folder over there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Klein's is right there on South Prospect Street. Everybody knows about what the big mural was. Charlie always said it was never finished. And everything. There was talk about on your show all the time, right there on South, that's where Klein's was. And Kroger's was right around down there on South Prospect and Church Street, and where the Napa Auto Parts is, where Kroger's was.
That's what and the building's still there, the old Napa.
Yeah, Napa, and then Tubby's is right there on the corner. There probably was a parking lot there or something, imagine.
Yeah, that was Kroger's, and then Klein's is where the green mural is.
Yeah, that's where the big mural Miss America is on there. That everybody wonders why they put it there, because you get one-way street going down there.
There you go. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, there's where Klein's, okay, that's what I thought. So the Kroger store is still there. It's on South Prospect. It's where Napa was. You know that blue building behind Tubby's? That was Kroger. And then the Klein store, which I believe is no longer there, the building it was in, is where the mural downtown is. You know, across there from Amato's? Now, if somebody wants to disagree with any of that, feel free. 740-751-4038. All right. Klein's and Kroger's finally took us out of that category. And Trekka. Okay. Next category. Let's see here. Well, this will be an interesting category, I think. Okay, we haven't done this. It's another Marion category. Schools in Marion. Schools that were or are in Marion. We have quite a few of them here. Schools that were or are in Marion. Now, you have to name the school. You know, because not the school district, but the actual school name. So that's what we need. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Grant Middle School.
Grant Middle School. Absolutely. Number two on the list. Grant Middle School comes up on the list. All right. Schools in Marion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Marion Harding High School.
Harding High School, number one on the list, absolutely. Harding High School clocks in at number one on the list. Schools in Marion County. Go ahead, caller.
On North Main Street.
North Main Street. Let me see if I put that one
on
here.
North Main Elementary. Yeah.
No North Main on the list.
Oak Street, then.
Oak Street. Oh, you know what? I don't think I put Oak Street on here either.
You didn't put North Main or Oak Street.
I know. How'd I leave those off?
Yeah. Oh, Taft Middle or Taft Junior. It was Taft Junior High when I was there.
Yep. Taft Elementary or Taft Junior High. Yep. Taft is on the list.
Okay.
Taft is on the list. Schools in Marion, Ohio is where we're at here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Mark
Mark Street. Let me see if I put that one on here. Yes, Mark Street is on the list. Got it. Mark Street on the list. Schools in Marion, Ohio. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Indian Mound School.
Indian Mound. Let me see here if I've got that one. Yes, Indian Mound. I've got it. Indian Mound is on the list. Schools in Marion, Ohio is where we're at. Go ahead, caller.
How about Indian Mound?
Just got that one.
Oh, well then, Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison. Let me see here if I put that one on the list. You know?
That's what Indian Mound turned into.
I know. For some reason, I lost. Well, no, wait, there it is. Harrison. I got it. Benjamin Harrison.
Okay.
Got it. Thanks.
All right.
Benjamin Harrison is on the list. You know, sometimes I got to look over my own handwriting here. Benjamin Harrison. Go ahead, caller.
Baker.
Baker. Let me see here. I'm pretty sure I put that on. Yes, Baker on the list. Got it. Baker is on the list. Schools in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Catholic Schools.
Marion Catholic, absolutely, on the list. Marion Catholic, on the list. Schools in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Harding.
We got Harding. Schools in Marion, Ohio. We've got Harding, Grant, Baker, Taft, Mark Street, Indian Mound, Marion Catholic. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll take Junior High School and Glenwood Grade School.
Well, I don't think I have Glenwood, but I do have Edison.
Okay, you're lucky.
Thanks. I've got Edison on the list. No Glenwood, but I do have Edison on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Garfield.
Let me see. Yep, Garfield's on the list. Garfield on the list here today. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Mark Street, Indian Mound, Garfield. Go ahead, caller.
Fair Park Elementary.
Fair Park Elementary, absolutely on the list. Fair Park Elementary School on the list here today. Well, this one's heating up the phones. That's what we like to see. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hayes.
Let me see here. Yes, Hayes is on the list. Hayes on the list here today. Schools in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Pearl Street.
Pearl Street, absolutely. Got it. Pearl Street, absolutely. Schools in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to do a couple because I can't keep calling in. What about George Washington?
Let me see if I put that one on here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you think I... Well, yes, George Washington is on the list.
Now, what was the name of that school? It's an apartment complex now. I think it was over on South Grand. What was the name of that?
It's an apartment complex now on South Grand.
It was an elementary school back in the day. They tore it down in the early 80s, but it's like there's apartments there now. Over, I think it's South Grand or Vine Street. But I think that's South Grand, I think.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what that would have been.
Somebody will know what I'm talking about. And then, what about, are you doing any of the, like, what about Mary Ellen Withrow?
Yep, Mary Ellen Withrow's on the list.
What about any of the digital schools, like Goal or Buckeye or Trekka?
No, I don't have any of those on the list. I don't think. Well, I don't think
got,
I do. Let me double check.
You got Indian Mound?
Yep, we got Indian Mound.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
All right. Yes, we've got Mary Ellen Withrow, and we've got Indian Mound on the list here today. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
McKinley.
McKinley. Let's see here. Yep, McKinley's on the list. McKinley on the list here today.
Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Garfield.
Go ahead, caller.
Colonial Acres.
Colonial Acres. Let me see. No Colonial Acres on the list.
Colonial Acres did not make the list. You know, there were tons of schools we could have done in Marion. Looking back at this now.
Go ahead, caller.
Olney.
Olney. Let me see here. No Olney on the list.
What about Silver Street?
Oh, you know, gosh, I left Silver Street off the list, but you're right. I remember Silver Street well.
Okay.
Yep.
No Silver Street on the list. Mary just sent us Vernon Elementary on Grand for Sarah out there. Vernon Elementary.
Go ahead, caller.
I was just going to say Silver Street.
Yep, no Silver Street.
No Silver Street on the list. And I knew somebody who went to Silver Street. I can't believe I left that one off the list. But it was Vernon Elementary on Grand. Thanks, Mary, for the message on Facebook.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a book of all the schools in Marion County, but I'm not going to go get it out and do that. But if there's any discrepancy, well, we can settle that with the book I got. I was fortunate enough to have one.
Well, hey, thank you.
There we go. So now we've got a scorekeeper in this particular category. Schools in Marion, Ohio. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Central High School.
No Central High School on the list.
No Central High School on the list. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Garfield, Marion Catholic, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Mary Ellen Withrow, Harrison.
I believe there's a new Adam Lett program coming up after this morning, so stay tuned when I go off the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hello out there on this rainy morning. You didn't say necessarily what kind of school. Did somebody say Ohio State Marion?
That would qualify. Not on the list, but I would qualify it.
Okay, I was going to say Withrow, but that was already given.
That was given.
Yeah, I would think, you know, various types of schools. Okay, I got a busy signal about 50 times. Your phones are hopping.
They're hopping this morning.
All right, see you later.
All right, if you get the busy signal, just keep calling back. That's how it works. And remember, the Adam Lett program this morning will be on 10:15 to 11. I believe it's a new program this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said Tri-Rivers?
No Tri-Rivers, and I didn't put that on the list either. Amazing.
Oh, wow. Now, is this city or county?
Could be both.
Okay, Ridgedale.
Ridgedale. Let me see here. Did I put Ridgedale on the list? Yes, Ridgedale is on the list. Got it.
Ridgedale on the list. How did I not put Tri-Rivers on the list? I drive by it every day. See, the brain sometimes is a little foggy. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say Taft Junior High?
Yeah, we got Taft.
Yes, we did get Taft. All right, about 2 minutes left here. Still got a few left on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Boy, you're going to be in real big trouble. George Casota, he went there to Central School, so, boy, you're in trouble.
I'll be getting calls.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Thanks.
George Casotas will be all over me for that one.
Go ahead, caller.
River Valley. I thought you were just doing city schools.
No, anything in Marion.
Okay, I'll say River Valley.
River Valley, got it. River Valley on this particular list. All right. Well, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 few left here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Elgin.
Elgin. Yes, Elgin on the list.
Elgin on the list here today. All right. Let's see what we've got coming up here.
Go ahead, caller.
Elgin.
Just got Elgin.
All right, 20 seconds left. Don't forget, Adam Lepp coming up next, 9:15 to 10, a new program. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'll be back 8:15 to 10 tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Pleasant.
I'm sure I put it on the list. Yes, Scott Pleasant.
For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, ceiling things and